All right, today's topic is three important points the Pareto Principle can teach us about sales. The Pareto Principle, also known as the 80-20 rule, has an omnipresent influence on everyone, and yet most of us know nothing about it. At its simplest, it conceptualizes that most results come from the minority of causes, or 80% of the effects comes from 20% of the causes. What does this mean? Look at it this way. In relationships, we probably achieve most of our social fulfillment from a select few friends. When it comes to clothes, most of us wear only 20% of our wardrobe 80% of the time. Of course, it is not a fixed 80-20. It could be 75-25 or even 60-40. But the overall observation remains the same, that the vital few affect significantly more than the trivial many. So how did this come about? Named after an Italian economist, Vilfredo Pareto, he made two observations about 120 years ago. Firstly, he noticed that roughly only 20% of his pea plants in his garden generated 80% of the healthy pea pods. This led him to think about uneven distribution. Secondly, he saw that the same 80-20 rule applied to land ownership in Italy. Fast forward 120 years, the Pareto Principle still holds true. The top 20% of the world's population owns the majority of wealth we have. If you need evidence, Google Global Health Distribution Chart. Why is this important? Well, for most businesses, 80% of their sales revenue is generated from 20% of their clients. As sales professionals, understanding this allows for greater personal development and practical strategies to improve. The Pareto Principle may not be exact science, but it gives you little indicators on best approaches to selling because it's the subliminal norm. Here are three important points the Pareto Principle can teach us about sales. Point 1. Be the elite. I'm sure you have confirmed that the top 20% of population owns most of the global wealth. If being in that elite category is what it takes to achieve success, what steps are you taking in ensuring that you are working your way towards this 20%? For starters, are you even considered in the upper echelons among your local industry peers? We must be very conscious about how we stack up against our colleagues and competitors. Always ask yourself, is my product knowledge better than everyone else? How do my sales skills compare against other sales people? Can my ability to communicate with others be improved? You should confidently answer each of these questions with a loud yes. If not, it's time to improve, especially if you want to stay ahead of the pack. Point 2. Learn from Brian Tracy. If asked who is the leading guru when it comes to sales and time management, Brian Tracy easily comes to mind. His motto on time management is simple. Before you begin work, always ask yourself, is this task in the top 20% of my activities or at the bottom 80%? The top sales professionals understand that their billable hours are earned during from only three activities: prospecting, presenting, and closing the sale. Studies have shown that on average, a salesperson only spends 90 minutes a day on these activities, or about 20% of their time. The easiest way to improve your sales income is to spend significantly more time on your billable hours and lesser times on the non-billables. Point 3. Prospecting made easy. Finding the right clients can sometimes be like finding a needle in a haystack. A strategy most of us use is to cast out the widest net possible and hope that you reel in the right fish. This is often ineffective, expensive, and only leads to demoralized continuous efforts. Wouldn't it be smarter to communicate with prospects that you have the best chances with? Your top 20% of clients should represent this. You already have the DNA of prospects that are happy to do business with you. Build on that. Identify what made this 20% and replicate your activities on a similar audience. Focus your attention prospecting doppelgangers instead of being that headless chicken. Remember, successful salespeople are often considered the experts of their niche target audience for good reason. And that is knowing and being able to multiply their audience really, really well. All right. Thank you for listening today. I'll catch up with you next time. See ya.